Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, as you know, every Wednesday night, we've been having a one-on-one guest. You know, we had with us Bishop Dale Bronner. We've had with us all different kinds of guests throughout, John Mason. We're excited about our guest tonight. And I just want to introduce to you Imani Robinson. And Imani, would you just tell the people a little bit about who you are and what you do before we begin our questions?
Absolutely. So, like you said, I'm Imani Robinson. I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm a Christian licensed professional counselor, and I have been counseling for 14 years now. I've been very bombarded with a lot since this pandemic has occurred, but God is faithful, and He has really opened up a window to connect with other licensed professionals as well to help us to be able to kind of do a live stream and virtual and all that. And so now it seems more that we are helping more people with depression and anxiety more so now. But my passion has always been marriage and families. Uh-huh. But, you know, as God leads and He calls you, do what He calls you to do. Yeah. So.
You know, they're calling this the age of anxiety right now. And, you know, you and I both know it's God's will for us to prosper and be in health.
Yes.
As our soul, our mind is renewed. And so I'm just so glad that you could come be with us tonight, because that's a big issue right now, mental health. And like you said, depression. From what I'm being told, suicide is a higher rate now than ever before.
Yes.
In the United States. So first of all, I want to say thank you for your calling. Thank you for saying yes to your ministry and those just like you. So we're just going to go right into our questions tonight.
Okay.
And the first one is, mental health and wellness is such a broad topic to cover. Can you provide some basic information about mental health and wellness?
Yes, so mental health and wellness is really, it's five interwoven parts. It's from the emotional, psychological, physical, social, and spiritual components. Mm-hmm. And the balance of how these components are working together really determines the level of mental wellness for an individual. So it's all of those components, all five of those components working together. They all interwoven, and they all kind of feed off of each other.
They connect.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so good. In your line of work, can you touch upon some of the more common emotional states you encounter and you assist?
Well, like we were saying a little earlier, right now the depression and fear is like really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
More so even in youth.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of phone calls and for parents that are concerned with their youth being, the social distancing. I really don't like to use the word social. I really like to say physical distancing.
Yes.
Because really, socially, you still want to connect with people.
Yes.
And so when you say that and they keep hearing that into their hearing, you know, it's really true when, you know, people, you know, so as a man thinks, so is he.
Uh-huh.
And so when you keep hearing those things, you start to believe those things. And so we've really been trying to encourage the parents to say, you know, physical distancing.
That's good.
Instead of social distance, because
mm-hmm.
we want them to be connected.
Yes.
Socially and spiritually. And so that is one of the things that we've had to really be conscious on, of talking to them about.
What's some of the signals they should be looking for in their kids? You know, what's some things that they should be aware of?
Well, one thing that if you see your child, if you have a child that is more of an extrovert, and if you see them with opposite behavior, normally that is like a flag.
Uh-huh.
So if you know you have like an extrovert child that's normally very social, and all of a sudden they're kind of going more introvert, That is normally a flag to just kind of just strike up the conversation. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling about this? Mm-hmm. I know this is different, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, you got a lot of things. You got doing class online. And mm-hmm. so all this is new for all of our youth. And mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that we are just communicating with them. Every child is different. You have a child that is an introvert, and all of a sudden he's just talking and cracking jokes, and just because he's trying to figure out a way to handle what his emotions and what he's trying to process everything. And so just having that open line of communication with your children is so important during these challenging changes.
That's so good. That's so good. How has this pandemic affected your line of work? I think you really kind of answered
yeah.
that.
It's increased significantly. Yeah. I mean, when I say my email is just like totally, it's flooded.
Wow.
My voicemail stays full. I believe in doing life with people. And so it takes a little bit more time, but I believe that's what God wants us to do. Sometimes you have to really get to know a person and build a relationship before you can really know how to help them. Mm-hmm. And so now we've called on some partners. So we have a network of licensed professional counselors and other social workers that are helping us kind of give us a little bit more support as mm-hmm. well, so that we don't want to turn anyone away. Mm-hmm. So that's the most important thing, is that we make sure that we have enough professionals that are concerned enough mm-hmm. about the youth and about just the people and where our culture is right now, and making sure we can be a support to that.
That's so good. So I heard you say earlier that you guys are providing like virtual live streaming. Tell us about that. How does that work? And how does somebody contact you if they would like to contact you?
So the best way right now, this is all new for us as well. So we didn't know that we were going to have to go to this platform. So we have an 800, like a coaching line. Mm-hmm. It's best to go on our website to get any information. And that's www.loveandactionstl.org.
Okay, we'll put that on the screen.
And then that way, so what has been happening now, so we already had an 1-800 coaching line. Mm-hmm. And so we have had to kind of transform it or tweak it, per se, a little bit to accommodate this pandemic and the challenge that people are facing. So now we have a couple of more lines open. We've tapped into Zoom, which is one of the... I'm glad I'm familiar with it, because we kind of do that in seminary, but now it's like there's a culture that is not familiar with Zoom.
Right, right.
And so just trying to kind of walk with someone through it and get them connected on that way when they've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the conferencing call has helped a lot, mm-hmm. because that way we can kind of talk to them for a while and kind of try to kind of ease them into accepting the Zoom, because sometimes people just like to see face-to-face.
Yeah.
It helps a lot when people can really see your concern mm-hmm. for them instead of just talking on the phone. But we have to utilize whatever tools and resources we have at the time.
Praise God for technology.
Yes, huh? Yes, yes.
You know, before we go to the next question, why do you think, because from the information I'm getting is that the suicide rate, like we said, is higher than ever before. But it's not with the elderly, it's with young people. Why do you think that is?
I believe the isolation component. So right now, kids feed off of their peers. Mm-hmm. So that community with the it's
community.
So important.
Community.
It's so important to mm-hmm. them. And when you kind of take that away from them, especially if they have like sibling rivalry or something like that, they don't really get along with their siblings so uh-huh. much. It's like, you know, you kind of just snatch it away from them, mm-hmm. and they feel like, you know, that's their hope. That's what feeds their esteem. Everything,
wow.
you know, their peers are everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's really important to watch who your kids are with and who they're, you know, keeping good who they're keeping company with.
Wow.
So I think that's the issue. The issue, I think, is because friends are everything, you know, to them.
Yeah. So that connection and community, so vital in a crisis.
Yes.
Well, so what's some ways they can connect with? I guess using technology is one way.
Technology, definitely. you know, they have this Snapchat thing that they do. My daughter, she's 17. And so she's kind of, you know, that kind of helps a lot when you have, you know, teenagers. Yeah. They kind of keep you kind of in the end. So you know what's going on. You're in the know.
Yeah.
And so she has really shown me like all the different components of the, you know, the Snapchat. And then they got this, you know, of course, Facebook and Instagram and, mm-hmm. and just kind of how they have been communicating to kind of let each other know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that has really, and they were already communicating like that, mm-hmm. but now it's been maximized.
Maximized.
So they are really, and just walk, it's so funny because my daughter could be in the kitchen and she's cooking something, but she's got somebody on the screen,
uh-huh.
but she's way across the other, you know, room in the kitchen, but they're, you know, they're still, it's just that important. And so whereas before I would be like, okay, that's enough. You know, go ahead and cook and, you know, then you can call them back. But right now,
wow.
it's kind of important to kind of let them, you know, find that common ground, whatever is comfortable for them with boundaries.
So you've had to make some adapting and adjusting and being flexible.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is so good. Okay, another question is, what are some factors that affect our mental health?
Okay, so when you think about trauma, this is considered a trauma to some people.
Yes.
People are going to be able to adjust to change differently. This has been kind of a traumatic thing for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that means that you got people scrambling around, you know, everybody's wearing masks and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take into consideration that some people, their mental health might not be as strong
mm-hmm.
As others. And so what that does is that creates even more of a panic attack for some than
gotcha,
others.
Gotcha.
And so things like this is really can affect your mental state
mm-hmm.
if you're not keeping those, you know, thinking on things that are good, and you got to really make sure that you stay focused on things that are positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to do if you're tuned into the news
mm-hmm.
because that's all they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All they're talking about is the grocery stores,
yeah.
toilet paper. I know that's been huge.
Yeah.
So it's things like that that can affect our mental state, like what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Changes in your job.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many people. We've gotten a lot of calls about, you know, what do I do now? I can't work.
Yeah.
I've had to file for unemployment. I've been providing for my family, and now that's gone. You know, so those just life changes.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor used to always tell us that life will usher you into a whirlwind of events. And those are the things that can affect your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's really important to be connected to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. So what I'm focusing on, what I'm talking about, and what I'm hearing has a lot to do about making me emotionally strong or weak.
Absolutely.
So good. That's so good. So good. All right. How important is our physical health to maintain mental stability?
Okay. So as we talked about earlier, how the five components kind mm-hmm. of work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain things that we can do physically to help our mental help our mental wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise, for example.
It's good.
It's so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we do it all the time? I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm guilty. You know, the gym's been closed, and it's hard to try to find uh-huh. something to do when you really don't like. I'm not a DVD person, so uh-huh. I don't like kind of doing this. I like going out and getting in the gym, and now yeah. that's gone, so that's some adjustments for me, right?
Yes.
So I got to start jump roping, and I got to try to figure out other things that I can do that can keep my physical up.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have, you know, good blood flow,
uh-huh.
you know, it
uh-huh.
does something, you know, to your mental capacity.
So there's really something to it.
It really is something to it. Exercise, diet, all of those things. I don't know if it says, you know, we don't want to, well, right now, especially, we don't want to live to eat. We want to eat to live.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the things that we talk about, you know, so much. It's because we're going back and forth to the refrigerator, but, you know, because there's limited things to do,
right.
you know. So, you know, just trying to find those positive things to do that are not going to add on the weight to you, per se. You don't need the physical weight along with the mental weight.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Okay. All right. What are some of the resources that exist in our community for people who are in need of mental health support?
What I love about St. Louis is that they have so many, like BHR, behavior, it's called Behavior Response. And so that is, they have an 800 number. You can call them anytime, and they will actually connect you with organizations like myself or Of a Sound Mind or Agape Christian Counseling. Just kind of depends on where you're located, your demographics, and that will kind of, they will kind of point you in the direction that you need to go.
That's great. Great resources. And we'll list those on the screen.
So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is great. Well, thank you, Imani, for being here with us tonight. We appreciate it. And we'll have your website up and those resources up and the 800 number. Before we leave tonight, do you mind praying for our congregation and the audience right now before we go off the air?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to come together, Lord, to talk about things, Lord, that can help with our mental wellness, God. Lord, I pray for this congregation, God, that they will take the things, Lord, that you've given me to give to them, God, and that they will apply them, that they will be healthy mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and socially, God. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless this whole congregation, God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God. Father, this can be a challenging time, Lord, but we know that your grace is sufficient, God. Father, we just love you, and we trust you on today, God. We know that you have plans for us, God, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, God. So, Lord, we don't take anything for granted, knowing that this did not catch you off guard. You are a sovereign God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Once again, Imani, thank you so much for being with us. And those of you, I just want to encourage you to take the next step. Take the next step. And Tommy's going to come, and he's going to share with you the next step that you can take. And again, I just want to encourage you, our daily devotionals, go to our website, check out our resource page. You know, I encourage you to do that. Gather with us this weekend. Until then, I sure do miss you. I sure do love you. And never forget, God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.